This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. As I said a little bit ago, President Trump put taxes back on the front burner today at that event in West Virginia. For a lot of small business people, though, the new tax law has been on the front burner since it passed last December. In particular, a new deduction for what's known as pass-through income. Businesses and some individuals who don't pay corporate taxes, but whose business income passes through to their individual returns and can be taxed at their individual rate. And now with the new tax code, as I said, there's also a new 20% deduction on their overall taxable income. So, of course, just about everybody is trying to qualify, as Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genza reports.
The pass-through deduction was made for guys like 29-year-old Christian Perea, an Uber driver and writer in San Francisco. He's an independent contractor who works out of his apartment.
You might hear my cat meowing in the background.
I spoke to Perea on Skype. He told me he drives 5 to 10 hours a week, mostly as research for his main job, writing for RideshareGuy.com, a blog for Uber and Lyft drivers. He's become something of an expert lately on gig workers and the pass-through deduction.
I'm excited that I might be able to save money.
Perea says his income varies, but typically it's under $70,000 a year. That qualifies him easily to shave 20% off his taxable income because the threshold for the pass-through deduction is roughly $157,000 in taxable income for individuals and double that for joint filers. Perea figures he'll save up to $4,000 on his taxes next year.
I think that this is definitely going to help me be able to do what I want as a self-employed individual or even starting a business.
We've helped many Uber drivers, independent contractors, Lyft drivers, gig workers, even people who play music, who incorporate and then have this sort of tax savings.
That's attorney Deborah Sweeney, CEO of MyCorporation.com. It helps entrepreneurs and small businesses incorporate. Sweeney says business is up almost 20% over last year, because so many people are trying to take advantage of the pass-through deduction, including Sweeney and her husband, who both have small businesses.
We actually just recently met with our accountant, and he said, this is going to be great.
She figures they'll save around $28,000 next year. The deduction may also be great for other small business people like plumbers, hairstylists, and realtors. But high earners in specific fields like law, medicine, and investment management generally can't take the deduction because, in the eyes of the IRS, their biggest asset is their reputation or skill. It's complicated. And in tax law, complications are the mother of invention.
This is the loophole that your accountant can blow up.
Nick Scher is a 33-year-old CPA in Manhattan. He's been talking with clients about various ways they can squeeze through the pass-through loophole.
So let's say there's a radiologist.
And she owns her own equipment. What she could do
is spin off a business.
That business would own the equipment. The radiologist would rent it from herself. And that new equipment rental business would get the 20% pass-through deduction. Scher says you can also become a corporation and put yourself on the payroll. He recently did that for a client.
Net net, he's up $71,100. I've earned my keep.
When Scher isn't hunting for pass-through loopholes for clients, he's trying to figure out how to get the deduction for himself. Scher rents an office in an expensive building on Park Avenue. He'd like to set up a real estate company to buy office space. He would then lease the space from his new real estate company. Pass-through deduction accomplished.
I.e. my right pocket will be paying my left pocket.
If you think this deduction is just the preoccupation of accountants, let me direct you to the latest episode of the Showtime series Homeland, where a Russian operative is blackmailing an attorney who fraudulently got Medicaid to cover her aging mother.
Even though she has assets of millions, millions of dollars, assets you have hidden through two pass-through corporations.
Ooh, the suspense. Almost as exciting as waiting for the final pass-through regulations from the IRS sometime later this year. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.